Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Ellie Nyman, for bringing me in. Thank you, Jake Wyman, for everything, setting up this entire session and learning this entire program, sheerenjoyment.com. And thank you to our sponsor, who has generously dedicated tonight's learning, Zecher Le'ili Nishmas, Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh, Neyes Neshama Havan Aliyah. This week is Parshas Emor. Very beautiful parsha. There are many different themes, topics that appear in the parsha. The beginning of the parsha deals with the laws of the Kohanim, deals with blemishes, different defects that prevent animals, certain types of animals, from being offered on the Mizbeach. And likewise, there are certain limitations Kohanim have in certain situations, circumstances, from doing the Avoda. There are some laws regarding the Korbanos. And I think the parsha is more famously known for in the fact that it presents all of the Moadim, starting with all the Shalosh Regalim, but more specifically the Shalosh Regalim. In fact, we lay Parshas Emor on Sukkos and on Pesach. We lay the significant portion of the parsha, the end of the parsha, as it relates to the Shalosh Regalim. But at the very end of the parsha, we learn about the Menorah, and we learn about the Shulchan, the Lechem Aponim, and then we learn about the Mekalel, a very painful story, a story where we have the person, I'll just read some of the Psukim, Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis, who ben Ish Mitzri, there was a woman, he was a son of an Ish Mitzri, Besuch ben Yisrael, Vayinot b'machane, there was some type of interaction, some type of quarrel. And it says here, Vayikoyiv ben Huisha HaYisraelis es Hashem. Vayikalel, he committed blasphemy. He uttered something disrespectful against or about Hashem. We have to be very careful with the vocabulary. It's not proper to actually translate these words literally, because it's disrespectful even to translate these words literally out of the severe prohibition of what is involved. And just to loosely translate, this person, he uttered Hashem's name, the shame, the holy name, with the way in its purity. And regarding that name of Hashem, he expressed himself in a very disrespectful way. So the law is such a person is put to death, is executed for the disgrace to the sanctity of Hashem's name. There are many conditions that have to be met for such a thing to actually happen, but the Torah presents it in this raw form. And at this time, the Jewish people did not even know what to do. They did not know the halacha, what to do with such a person. Plus, it tells us that he was put temporarily in prison. Vayanichu b'mishmar. He was under watch. L'roish lohem al pi Hashem. Awaiting instructions. Awaiting explanation. The word here is lifrosh. Lifrosh here means to receive a communication from Hashem, explaining, like a perush Rashi. Rashi explains, he elucidates, he elaborates, he reveals to us the depth of meaning. Lifrosh, they were waiting for Hashem to explain what to do. They were awaiting instructions. Rashi, in the beginning of this section, asks the obvious question, how does it happen such a person can commit such a horrific crime to show such disrespect for Hashem? Every Avera is rooted in a prior sin. So Rashi says over here, he offers many Perushim, Vayetze, and I want to focus on one specific Perush of Rashi, Vayetze, he went out. I'll read the words of Rashi, Mehechon Yatsa, from where did this person go out from? Rebbe Levi Omer, Me'olamo Yatsa, he forfeited his portion in the world to come, that's one interpretation, but we're going to focus over here on the second interpretation. Rebbe Berechi Omer, Miparsha Shel Malo Yatsa, he went out from the parsha above. Liglag V'Omar, he mocked, and he said, in the previous section, right before this story, we learn about the mitzvah of Lechem Haponim. On Shabbos, every Shabbos, the Kohanim bring into the Heichel 12 new breads, fresh breads. They were baked on Friday, and they were put on the Shulchan on Shabbos. At the same time, they put new, fresh bread on the Shulchan, in the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan, they remove the breads that were put there last week, which now were 9 days old. They took them out into the Azara, and they divided those 12 breads amongst the Kohanim. Chazal tell us that there were so many Kohanim, a Kohen would receive possibly a teeny little crumb, a bean, a pole, different, if it translated the words precisely, but a very, very small amount of bread was given to each Kohen, if even they got that much. And those that merited to eat that small, teeny little bit of holy bread from the Shulchan were satiated. Okay, we could assume that means they were spiritually satiated in addition to being nourished fully from this small amount of lechem upon him. So Rashi explains that this person that we are discussing who committed this terrible sin of showing disrespect for Hashem, he commented that how could it be that we serve Hashem stale bread? The bread was prepared on Friday. It was presented on Shabbos, and it remained there the entire week until the next Shabbos. So from one Shabbos to another Shabbos is 8 days, and it was prepared the day before. So it was removed from the table 9 days from the day it was baked. Today, in any bakery, that is thoroughly unacceptable. We expect fresh bread. Fresh, how long does bread remain fresh? And he mocked, he had disrespect for the service of the Mishkan. How could it be that we serve here in the Beis HaMikdash stale bread that is 9 days old? His words are, Ligleg v'omar b'yom ha'Shabbos ya'archenu, derech ha'melech lecho pas chama b'chol yom. It is customary to serve a king fresh bread. Shema pas enenesh al tisha yomim, bitnia. Is it proper to serve stale bread that's 9 days old? That ultimately led to this individual uttering disrespectful words, which resulted in him losing his life. After Hashem was poyresh, as the word of the pasuk read, after Hashem clarified that the sentence for such a crime is death. That's what it says here in this Rashi, just reading the psukim in Rashi. I want to go now to the tefillah that we recite every single Shabbos. Well, not every single Shabbos, but most vast majority of Shabbos. On Musaf, Tefillah of Musaf, Shabbos without and Shachris, and then there's Musaf after Kriyas HaTorah. And we begin the Musaf with a very interesting piyut. Everyone here knows the words of the piyut. They begin, Tikanta Shabbos, Rotsisa Korbino Seho, Tzivisa Perusheha, Im Sidure Nisocheha, Me'anegeha Le'olam Kavo Dinchalu, Tohaneha Chayim Zahu, וגם האוהבים דבריה גידולו בחול. אז מסיני נצטבו עליה. Now, what does that mean? What exactly does that mean? We say this every single Shabbos. It's the opening lines, the opening expressions in the Tzil of Moses. Obviously, I'm sure everyone is aware that every word here is the Aleph Beis in reverse, starting with the last letter of the Aleph Beis, then the second to last, Tuf, and then Shin. And the last word is Oz, Aleph, go backwards in the Aleph thing. So if you look at a standard translation, which are all beautiful and good, there's no criticism here, far be it from me, Chas v'shalom, to criticize any translation. So I'll just translate the words in a very simple level. Hashem, you established the Shabbos. You desire that we bring offerings to you. I guess we're referring to the Korban Musaf, it's Shabbos, and Musaf, we refer to the Musaf offering of Shabbos. You have commanded Tzivisa Perusheha, you have commanded its explanation in, together with Sidure, the arrangement of Nisocheha, its libations. So there's an explanation for Korbanos, and there's an arrangement of wine libations. It's redundant, but it means we pour wine on the Mizbeach to accompany every Korban. Those that delight in it, forever they will inherit honor. Those who taste the Shabbos will merit life, and those who love its words have chosen greatness. And this has been commanded to us already from the time of Sinai. Okay, these are very nice words, and they translate. There are commentators that give a bit of an explanation of what these words mean, but I think there's something much deeper going on here. And this is not only me. There are many of the commentators, they struggle to really attempt to uncover the depth of what this piyut, this poem, is really saying. After all, we say this every single Shabbos. This is fundamental. This is our basic prayer on Shabbos, Shabbos Musaf. What do these words mean? What is going on here? Are we satisfied with the basic translation? There's something much deeper going on here. So I like to suggest the following. This is not totally my idea. The principle, I think we can find in some of the commentators that delve into this. And they hint that this entire expression is referring to the Lechem Haponim. What is really unique on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan? The Lechem Haponim. Now, let's try to explain based upon what we've said a few moments ago, and we'll add a few other things to embellish this as well. You count the Shabbos. Hashem, you have established the Shabbos. Okay, you have established the Shabbos. Ratzisa Karbon Asecha, you have a desire for its Karbon. In this week's parasha, when we begin the story of the Kohen that has a blemish, the pasuk there uses the word Lechem. Kohen, unfortunately, has a blemish, is not permitted to bring the Lechem Elokov, the bread of Hashem, his Hashem, our Hashem. And the Targum translates the word Lechem as the Korban. So right off the bat, we see that the word bread, in the Targum Onkelos, the most basic translation, bread sometimes is translated as the Korbono. Korbono means bread. So here we go. You have commanded, Ratzisa, you have a desire, Korbono Secha, it's bread. Korban is the translation of bread in Onkelos. Sivisa, you've commanded Perushecha im Sidure Nesocheha. I saw one of the commentators that says that this is a theory that is really a mistake. It should not be Perushecha with a shin, but with a sin. Ufroisaleinu means to spread. And that would mean you have commanded that we take the bread and we spread it out on the table, on the Shulchan Atar. But I don't think we need to even to say that it means to spread and change the vowel from a shin to a sin. Let's keep it the way we have it, a shin. The Lechem Aponim, there's something called poles. There are a whole network of poles that were part of the Lechem Aponim to separate, Rashi explains in Parshas Truma, in order to keep the bread fresh. They were an arrangement of breads. Six, two arrangements, each one had six breads. In between the six breads, there were poles, and the poles were called ukisoysov, umenakiyosov. And then the pasuk says, what was the purpose? The purpose was asher yusach. The word yusach is the same word as nisocheho, the same shoresh. Sidurei nisocheho means the arrangement of its poles, of the kisoysov and umenakiyosov. These were the horizontal poles which supported the vertical poles which supported the shelf poles. There's a question which wood means what, but right now we'll make it very simple. There was a network, vertical poles, and then there were tubes that were inserted in between these vertical poles to serve as shelves for the arrangement of breads. And the reason why this was so, Rashi explains, is in order to allow air to circulate between the breads so the breads would remain fresh and pristine. And this is described in the pasuk, Asher Yusach, which is like a shelter which hovers in between the breads to keep them arranged beautifully and fresh. I'm suggesting to you that when it says here in the Nusach, it says here the Sidure Nisocheho, the arrangement of its shelves, which is taken from the Pasuk, Parshas Teruma, and in Parshas Pikudei, Asher Yusach Bohen. The same word. And what does it mean then, Peirusheho? In this week's Parsha, this individual who was disrespectful, Rashi says his disrespect came from he uttered something disrespectful towards Hashem. And the people did not know what to do with him until they put him away in prison in the Mishmar, until the time came, Lifroish, Lohem al pi Hashem. Until Hashem specified, Hashem clarified what to do with him. This person complained that the bread is stale. Hashem commanded us, when we make the shulchan, we should have vertical poles to support the horizontal tubes to make sure the bread is fresh. And when this individual decided to mock and to ignore Hashem's unique ways, he was put away in the Mishmar until Hashem, the same exact word is being used, until Hashem was poiresh, specified what to do with this person. He mocked Asher Yusach, he mocked Hashem's technique in keeping the bread fresh, and that's how he came to be disrespectful. He was put away in the Mishmar until Hashem specified, explained what should be done. Hashem was concerned about the freshness of the bread. Hashem commanded that there be a network of poles to keep it fresh. And now we go back to the reading of the Mutzos. What does it say? It says, Antikanta Shabbos, you have established a Shabbos. But Sisa Karbon Esnecha, you have a desire that we present bread. As we explained, the Targum translates the word lechem, the word korbanah. Hashem tzivisa herusheho im sidurei nesocheho. Hashem, you have commanded its explanation, meaning you have handed down a sentence of punishment to the person who mocked the arrangement, Hashem's arrangement, Hashem's supernatural arrangement of a person who mocked the possibility that the bread can be fresh in sidurei nesocheho, together with providing a unique technique. Of course, it was supernatural, but it was a revelation. It says explicitly in Rashi, this was the technique that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used. We don't understand how it works, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded that we arrange the bread in a very unique way in order to keep the breads fresh. And this one expression is capturing the entire story. It's capturing, as Rashi explains in detail in Parshas Truma, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that he will keep the breads fresh, and how this individual mocked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what his punishment was. And here we have all of those words coming together. You have commanded that there be punishment for this individual, for his lack of sensitivity and appreciating the koyach, the technique of Hashem, in Sidure, together with showing the solution, your intent of the arrangement of how it will remain fresh. And then it says, those that take delight in the bread, la'olam forever, kavod yinchalo. Why do we mention kavod, honor? Chazal said there were three crowns in the Beis Hamikdash. The Keser Torah, and that was found on the Aron. The Keser Kohuna was the Mizbeach Chazav. And there's the Keser Malchus, and that is around the Shulchan. The Shulchan represents Malchus. And with Malchus, this Kavod, Kavod Malchus, honor is associated with Malchus. Baruch Kavod Hashem and Mukaima, we always refer to the Kavod of the Melech, the Kavod of the Tzarek, the Melech Melech Yalachim. Those that take delight in the bread, what was the delight? They would take out the bread out into the Heichel, and they would show Klal Yisrael on the Meladim that the bread, although it was 9 days old, it was still steaming hot. You can see the steam rising 9 days later. On the Shulchan, which has the Keser, has the Zer Zahav, and the Zer is a, Chazal say, a symbol of the Keser Malchus. Those that take delight in seeing the bread, the steaming bread, 9 days later, will inherit the kavod of which is hidden to in the shulchan, which is the host of the bread. Toyameha, chayim zochu, the kohanim that were given to taste from this bread, they will live. Unlike this person, this individual who was disrespectful. V'gam ho'ohavim divarecha gedula b'chor. Chazal tell us that when Hashem gave us man for 40 years, what was the purpose of the man? Ki lo yal alechem levado yichye ha'adam, but ki al kol motso fi Hashem yichye ha'adam. The purpose of eating the man was to show that a person does not live because he just has food. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has spoken what comes forth from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. Ki al kol motso fi Hashem. That's why a person's food sustains and nourishes a person. The lechem haponim was man. It was the closest thing that we had in the time of the Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni to the man. And when the Kohanim ate that lechem upon him, they were listening to the Motzofi Hashem, the words of Hashem coming forth to remind us it's not just bread that sustains, it's the words of Hashem that commands that the bread should sustain, that we should live. This is what grants us life. And that's what it means, the Gama, Ho'avim Divarecha, those that love its words, the words that came forth from the bread, which was the Motzofi Hashem, Udubu B'chor, they have chosen for themselves greatness. Oz Nisina Nitzgav Olecha, we need a little more research to what this means, but simply, Shabbos was commanded to us in the Aseres HaDibros. Shabbos, the most basic principle presented in the Aseres HaDibros, and in Shabbos, it's all the mitzvahs of Shabbos should include the Lechem upon them. So to review, what have we done here today? We have taken the story at the end of the parasha of the Shulchan. Following the story of the Shulchan, the mitzvah of the Shulchan is a story of a person that went out, Vayetzeh, he went forth and committed a terrible sin. They did not know what to do with him, and they put him in the Mishmar, in the prison, until Hashem, Litzroish, awaiting Hashem's specification of what to do. Litzroish. We've explained Rashi that this person mocked the fact that the bread was 9 days old. He did not appreciate that the bread was fresh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in designing the Shulchan, created a technique which is certainly symbolic. There's a lot to discuss symbolism, but the symbolism represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can provide for the Jewish people fresh bread. And now we've taken this concept and we've come to the Shabbos Kodesh when we daven Musaf and we read the Kanto Shabbos. You Hashem establish a Shabbos with Tzitzit Kavanah Tzarich. You have a desire that we should bring on the Shulchan in the Heichal the Lechem upon him, which is called the Korban. Bread is translated as a Korban. Tzivisa Peru Shecha, that's the word Lithroich Devar Hashem. In Siduri Nitzachecha, the arrangement of the poles and the shelves to keep the bread fresh. And the person who mocked this principle did not believe that after 9 days the bread can be fresh. Hashem issued a command that this person, unfortunately, has to be punished. From that, we have a greater appreciation when HaKadosh Baruch Hu issues judgment with people that have rebelled. It puts us on guard to appreciate and to humble ourselves before Hashem, to recognize that Hashem is the one who provides livelihood. Ma'an Gecha, those that delight in having a moon in Hashem, in understanding the depth of the freshness of the bread that Hashem provides for the Jewish people, forever they will inherit honor. Honor is specifically associated with the Shulchan because it contains the Zer of the Keser Malchus, and Malchus and honor are one and the same. Toya Necha, those that taste this bread. Chayim Zoch. Chazal tell us those that Kohanim would taste it were transformed. Vegam ho'yavim divarecha, those that understood the message of the bread. Ki al kol motzah fi Hashem, the words of Hashem that come forth from this bread, for us to acknowledge that it is Hashem who provides sustenance. Gidulo bochal, they have made a good decision in life. They have made a decision, they have selected for themselves greatness. And all of this, oz misina nitzav olecha, has been taught to us. At the time when Hashem gave us the Torah, Hashem appeared to us. Anoichi Hashem elokecha, lo yielecha, lo sisa, zochor, yitzvah matzavos, lo kadashay. May we all merit to have a new appreciation in the Musaf of Shabbos in reciting this beautiful piyut, and express to Hashem our karat matoyif for Him sustaining us every day, the whole eighth of the whole shah, not just us, our parents, our great-grandparents, grandparents, great-grandparents, all the way back from the time of the Torah. And as we know, saying the Birchas HaMazon in the first bracha, that just as Hashem has sustained us until now, we have faith He will always provide and sustain us with fresh bread, steaming hot, as an expression of the love that Hashem has for us in Klal Yisrael. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful week, a week of success and blessing. Good night.